All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day, and time for Steve Harvey's closing remarks. What's on your mind, Steve?
I don't know. You know, it's so much going on back home, I can't keep up with it because I'm working in time frames. It's not the same TV station. You can get CNN sometimes. A lot of times you can't. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I had a discussion.
And I have a question for you, too, when you finish, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a discussion on the commercial break with some young people from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, how could we build a bond, a better bond, with American blacks and us as Africans? And then she was talking about because America is so much more advanced. And I had to stop her for a second because I've spent a great deal of time in both places. America has some advancements, but I wanted to make her feel better about herself. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, you know, all that we are in America, we got from you, our ancestors, our African heritage. You know, what's created as cool in this country. And I'm not saying this to be racist. I want everybody to hear and understand my heart with this. This is a fact. Most everything that is determined what is cool in this country is determined by black people. Every new dance that comes out, it's determined by young black people. The latest fashions for streetwear and all of that, what we do out on the streets, that's determined by black people.
We're trendsetters.
That's all the time. We are always in the forefront. How we wear our hair is determined by black people. What is called swag is determined by young black people. What is drip is determined by young black people. And I wanted this young girl in African to know. And I asked her, where do you think we get this from? We get this from y'all. The rhythm, the beat, the soul that we have, that's because of our African heritage. The way we dress in regalia and the need to look fly and the way we adorn ourselves, that's because we are African. We ain't got no new hairstyles over here. You know how Jay-Z got his hair now? Africans been doing that. Right. You see people cornrowing and all like that? Africans been doing that.
It's our culture.
The way we dance, Africans been doing that. You should see some of these young dance troops over here. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how they are. The athleticism that we have is because we got it from our own people. From the African culture. And so I wanted to make her, and that audience gave me a standing ovation. Not a lot of people here, but 12 people. But they stood up in top clapping because they said, man, we had never looked at it that way. But you have to look at it that way. And this continent is rich, y'all. It's rich with our culture. It's rich with resources. I want every person to put it on their bucket list to go to Africa. I'm telling you, it is be so well worth it. All of the myths you have will be destroyed. This is a place, man. And they welcome you with open arms over here. They love the connection. They love it when I say I'm home. Thank you for loving me and for allowing me to come home. I'm just pushing it really tough, man. I want everybody to come over here. Come to Botswana, go to Ghana, go to the Congo. Go to the Okavango Delta. You know, just go and see this continent that we are from. And when you see these people, you're going to think they're from Detroit. You're going to think they're from Atlanta. You're going to think you saw them in Charlotte somewhere. You're going to swear up and down you saw them in D.C. up at WHUR. You're going to swear up and down.
Get folk.
Chicago.
And, you know, it's just like that, man. It's so crazy, man. But I'm so proud to be African-American. I'm so proud. And it's been a great part of my life right now and a great relief to connect with the continent of Africa. It's been one of the most rewarding things I've done. Mm-hmm. And I can't express upon you all enough to get yourself over here. Mm-hmm. Save your money and come over here.
Okay. You're making me want to go for sure. Yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm. 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 What was your question, Carla?
Well, that was kind of it. I was saying that, it was kind of being that you're in Africa and everything what's been going on here, you know, to come back home.
With the police brutality.
Police brutality, social injustice. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, you know, this is our country. This is home.
Right.
But how are you feeling? You know, we live through you sometimes, you know, with what you're doing.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Where the money resides.
Yeah. Where the money resides,
Here's the thing. Yeah. I was jokingly saying to the audience the other day, I said, we still dealing with the way the police treat us. We're still dealing with some systemic racism.
Yeah.
I say, I'd rather the way I drive over here. Stop me. Let me give you a couple hundred. Let me go. I would rather do that than stop and get shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Rather not stop.
When you get stopped by the police over here, it ain't cause of your color. We all the same color. It's because you violated the traffic law.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you don't have to die for it.
Man, they ain't shooting no
killing for it.
People like this. So it's that. It's mixed reviews. I'll be headed home tomorrow, so I'll see y'all in a couple days. All right?
Okay.
Y'all be good.
All right. Safe
talk travel. To God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all be nice.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.